Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Efforts to bring down inflation appear to be working, driving those numbers. This morning's Consumer Price Index showed inflation falling to 7.7% from a year ago. That's a cooler reading than expected, and it's down from 8.2% that we saw in September.
So it's still high inflation, but it's all about expectations of where things are going. And so let's go to Barron's reporter Megan Casella, who's now on the news line. Megan, good morning. Thanks for being on with us. What do you make of this bigger-than-expected slowdown?
Thanks for having me. And I think, you know, there's a lot of reason for the market to celebrate as we're seeing it do this morning. You know, not only is this the slowest pace of annual inflation that we've seen since January, I think it's worth noting that this is a, you know, slower pace than expected, slowest since Russia invaded Ukraine and really threw energy and commodity prices in an upward spiral earlier this year. And, you know, I'll say most importantly, I think for the Federal Reserve, I do want to emphasize, as you said, this is only 1 month, but a lot of the underlying signals show that the trend, we might actually be turning a corner on inflation. It's not just a matter of falling gas prices this time. In fact, gas prices actually rose last month, and we still saw headline inflation fall as used car prices, some goods prices slowed, services beyond rent started to slow. So there really is a lot to celebrate here.
Well, you mentioned some of the things there. We were going to ask if some areas are struggling more than others when it comes to inflation. As you kind of look at the data, what are some of the other things you're seeing there?
We saw the biggest story this month was housing and rent in particular that, you know, pushed up more than half of all inflation over the last month was because of rent and housing. Of course, that's quite bad. That's very painful for households because, of course, it's something that nobody can avoid. Almost everybody has to pay for somewhere to live. And, you know, so that's a negative. But I will say that the government data, it's well known that the government data really lags the private sector data. The private sector data on housing already looks a little bit more positive. It's already starting to slow there. And so that tells us that a housing slowdown is on the horizon. So even though it's still strong now, maybe it's headed somewhere a little bit better. Things like medical care really dropped, and that was a good thing for the past month. Apparel, home furnishings, airline fares all got a little bit cheaper last month. Food is still quite strong, and that's another painful area for households because, again, it's something nobody can avoid to pay for.
Hey, Megan, are they fixing the supply chain issues?
There's some signals that it seems like it, and the most obvious signal being that goods price inflation is really slowing. So like I just mentioned, clothing, used cars, that sort of thing. The part of the reason we're seeing those slowdowns there is because these supply chain issues are really working out. You know, it remains to be seen. We've seen a lot of volatility there over the past year, so it's hard to say definitively, but it's certainly better than where it once was.
So I guess we'll wait and see what the next month brings. And if we go from 7.7 to 7.5, or even maybe down to 7.6, I guess that shows that we're turning a corner. But as you said, we need a couple of months of this, right?
At least a couple. The Fed probably wants to see even more than that. There will be one more inflation print before the Federal Reserve meets again, actually just before their December meeting. They'll see some fresh data. The most optimistic economists I've heard from this morning are saying maybe, you know, if we get another good print next month, the Federal Reserve might raise interest rates as little as a quarter point or 25 basis points next month. But the broad expectation is still for another half point or more. So this is a good report, but don't expect them to slow down anytime soon.
All right, we won't. Thank you. From Barron's, reporter Megan Casella. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.